If you will, be turning your Bibles to the book of 2 Kings, chapter 5. We'll be reading from this passage here in just a few moments. I'd like to say that it's a blessing and an honor to be able to stand before you this evening to present a lesson from God's Word. I hope that the things that we study together will be beneficial for you, just as it has been beneficial for me. The topic that I've chosen for our lesson this evening is examples from Naaman. This is a lesson that I've been thinking about for quite a while and actually presented it once already in another congregation. But there are so many things that we can learn from Naaman in the story of his leprosy and the cleansing that he went through. So what I'd like to do first off is let's go through the reading of chapter 5, verses 1 through 19 together, and let's set the stage for the story. Now Naaman, captain of the army of the king of Aram, was a great man with his master and highly respected, because by him the Lord had given victory to Aram. The man was also a valiant warrior, but he was a leper. Now the Arameans had gone out in bands and had taken captive a little girl from the land of Israel, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said to her mistress, "I wish that my master were with the prophet who is in Samaria. Then he would cure him of his leprosy." And Naaman went in and told his master, saying, "Thus and thus spoke the little girl who is from the land of Israel." Then the king of Aram said, "Go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel." And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 shekels of gold and 10 changes of clothes. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, "And now as this letter comes to you, behold, I have sent Naaman, my servant, to you, that you may cure him of his leprosy." And it came about when the king of Israel read the letter that he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man is sending word to me to cure a man of his leprosy? But consider now and see how he is seeking a quarrel against me." And it happened, when Elisha, the man of God, heard the king of Israel had torn his clothes, that he sent word to the king, saying, "Why have you torn your clothes? Now let him come to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and his chariots and stood at the doorway of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall be clean." But Naaman was furious and went away and said, "Behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and cure the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar the rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" So he turned and went away in a rage. Then his servants came near and spoke to him and said, "My father, had the prophets told you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much more then when he says to you, 'Wash and be clean'?" So he went down, dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the word of the man of God, and his flesh was restored, like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. When he returned to the man of God with all his company and came and stood before him, he said, "Behold, now I know there is no God in all the earth but in Israel, so please take a present from your servant now." But he said, "As the Lord lives, before whom I stand, I will take nothing." And he urged him to take it, but Elisha refused. And Naaman said, "If not, please let your servant at least be given 2 mules load of earth. For your servant will no more offer burnt offering, nor will he sacrifice to other gods, but to the Lord. And in this manner, may the Lord pardon your servant when my master goes into the house of Rimmon to worship there, and he leans on my hand, and I bow myself in the house of Rimmon. When I bow myself in the house of Rimmon, the Lord pardon your servant in this matter." And he said to him, "Go in peace." So he departed from him. Lesson tonight is going to be mainly on this story. Things that we can take from this story and apply it to Christians today. Apply it to our lives today. But I want to quickly take a little side note before we start on Naaman. And I want us to talk about this little girl. This little girl that was taken captive from the land of Israel. There is a lesson in itself to talk about this little girl in general. We read at the beginning of the story that the Syrians went in and did raids in the land of Israel, and this little girl was taken captive. We don't know if her mom and dad were killed. We don't know if they just took her and her mom and dad were left wondering where she was. We just really don't know what happened to her parents. But we know that the little girl was put into the service of Naaman's wife. We look at ourselves, how would we have been in her situation? How would we have felt if we had been taken from our parents and put into this heathen army's leader's household? But we see what kind of faith this little girl had. She cared about her master. She cared for the fact that he had leprosy. She cared enough to say, I wish he could be with the prophet in Samaria so that he could be cleansed. I want us to keep in mind this little girl and the faith that she showed. The trust she put in God and how she treated her master and his wife as this story unfolds. Because of that little girl, Naaman got the information that he needed to move forward with his life. Naaman desired to be cleansed. He wanted to be cleansed of his leprosy because it was a nasty disease that he had. In comparison to the cleansing that he desired, we too need to desire to be cleansed of our sins. In Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, let's turn there. Romans 6:23 tells us, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The free gift that God offers us is through Christ Jesus our Lord. That's eternal salvation through His Son. We need to desire to be cleansed of our sins so that we can have that free gift. Naaman was also informed of how he could be cleansed. He was told by the little girl, well, the little girl told his wife, and the wife apparently relayed the message to Naaman. Naaman goes forth to the king and says, hey, this is what the little girl said. I might have an opportunity to be cleansed of my leprosy. And we know from the story, the king sends a letter and he goes on. We too are informed of God's salvation and God's plan. If you will, turn with me to Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We hear the word of God being taught to us. We begin by hearing it, then we have faith in God, and we start our belief in the Creator and His plan for us. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 10 through 12. As to this salvation, the prophets who prophesied of the grace that would come to you made careful search and inquiry, seeking to know what person or time the Spirit of Christ within them was indicating as He predicted the suffering of Christ and the glories to follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves but you, in these things which have now been announced to you through those who preach the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things into which angels long to look. The gospel has been presented to us. God gave it to them, the prophets of old. He gave it to the apostles. They have given it to us. We have a book with the gospel, His plan in it for us. So we have the information. We know what we need to do. Just as Naaman got his information of how he could be cleansed. How did Naaman act on that information? Well, he was excited. He went to the king, said, hey, this is what she said. I want to go check this out. I want to be cleansed. He accepted the information. He was hoping to be cleansed of his leprosy. We too must accept the gospel. We must accept the gospel in hope. Acts 2, verse 37, a very familiar passage. Acts 2, 37 through 39. Now when they heard this, they were pierced to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brethren, what shall we do?" And Peter said to them, "Repent and let each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call to himself." The promise is for everyone. The gospel, the salvation promise, is for everyone. We all can take part in it. So we have that hope. We must accept the gospel. Naaman acted on the information, and he wanted to know more. He heard about this prophet in Samaria. He went to the king, got his letter, went to Samaria with a great bunch of people and a lot of precious gifts to go find Elisha. He acted on the information. We need to desire to learn more about God and His Word. We need to act on the information that we have in front of us. Acts chapter 17, verses 10 and 11. And the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea, and when they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. Now these were more noble-minded than those at Thessalonica, for they received the word with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so. These people longed for the word, and they were verifying that everything was taught was correct. They desired to know about God. 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Therefore, putting aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisy and envy and all slander, like newborn babes, long for the pure milk of the word, that by it you may grow in respect to salvation, if you have tasted the kindness of the Lord. We need to desire that milk. We need to desire that word so that we can learn about our God and the plan that He has devised for us. Naaman was told what to do, but did he accept what he was told? He was told exactly what he needed to know to be able to be cleansed. Go dip seven times in the Jordan River and you'll be cleansed. But did he accept it? No, he did not. He rejected it. He got mad. We must not reject the truth. The truth is taught to us. We must read the scripture, study, understand what we need to know, but we must not reject it. Luke chapter 8. We won't read this passage since it's lengthy, but this is the parable of the sower. We know the parable pretty well in our minds. Seeds going by the wayside and the thorns, the good ground. We need to make sure that we ground ourselves in the Word of God and that we accept it and becomes the good seed that's sown on the good ground so that we can grow and be nourished and produce fruit for God. We don't need to reject that truth. But Naaman wasn't totally lost here. He had a little help. Because who helped Naaman? After he was told what he needed to do, he got mad and was walking away, and his servants came up to him and told him, "But Master, if he'd told you to do some great thing, wouldn't you have done it? But here they've told you to do something simple. Go dip in the Jordan. Why not do it?" With further encouragement, he accepted it. We too should always be encouraging to our fellow brothers and sisters. and those that are outside the body of Christ. We need to strive each and every day to preach and teach to them the truth. Teach them about God. Teach them about Christ. Jude, verses 22 and 23. Jude 22 and 23. And have mercy on some who are doubting, save others, snatching them out of the fire. And on some have mercy with fear, hating even the garment polluted by the flesh. You teach somebody the truth, and they act on the truth, you snatch them out of the fire of hell. You will save their soul. James chapter 5. James chapter 5, verses 19 and 20. My brethren, if any among you strays from the truth, and one turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. Be encouraging. Encourage others to follow Christ. Encourage others to be Christians. The encouragement Naaman received by his fellow servants changed his mind, and he did what he was told to do, and he became cleansed. And that's our next point. His acceptance resulted in him being cleansed from his leprosy. He listened to his servants. He went and dipped seven times in the Jordan. And how did he come out of the river? He came out with no leprosy, and his skin was like the skin of a little child. And all of us parents know how the skin of a little child is. It's so soft and smooth and perfect. Not like us old folks when we get old and get wrinkles and freckles and moles. And perfect. That's the way it came out of the water, is with the flesh of a little child. He accepted it. We too can be cleansed like Naaman was cleansed. We can have our sins washed away. We can have them removed from our spirit and our body. Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6, verses 3 through 7. Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, in order that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that our body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, for he who has died is freed from sin. Our old man of sin, when we are baptized into Christ, is gone. He is done away. We are cleansed. We have robes of white when we're baptized into Christ. That's the cleansing we can receive, just like Naaman was cleansed from leprosy. It's so amazing as I go through this study to see the parallels of this story of Naaman to the Christian, to the person becoming a Christian today. How was Naaman after he was cleansed? Well, he was happy. He was excited. He was grateful. He went straight to Elisha, and this time he got to talk to Elisha, because if you remember, the first time, Elisha just sent a messenger out to him. It didn't even come before his face. This time, he got to see Elisha. He tried to give him gifts and things, but Elisha wouldn't have nothing of it, because this was a gift from God. Elisha didn't do this. This was a gift from God. But he was very happy and grateful. He realized there was no other God except the one in Israel. Well, when we become a Christian, when we become part of God's family, we too must rejoice in that salvation. We must be happy that we have been cleansed from our sins. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace, in which we stand and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. We are to rejoice in that hope. And that salvation that we have, that we can cleanse our sins. In the end, we see God was honored and thanked for His cleansing. Naaman was very thankful. He said, I will only sacrifice to God of Israel. I will not sacrifice to any more gods. And he even went as far as saying, when I walk into this idolatrous temple with my master and bow down before him, please excuse me in that because I'm not worshiping this God. I'm just there with my king. He asked for pardon in that. He knew that there was only one God because of the cleansing that he just received. So he honored God and thanked him for his cleansing. We too should be thankful to God for all things. God has given us so much in our life. He has done so much for us. If we were to stop and count our blessings every single day, we could never finish out the day because we are so blessed. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 56 and 57. The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. God deserves all praise, honor, and glory. We should thank Him for His Son, because through Him we have salvation. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. But thanks be to God who always leads us in His triumph in Christ and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place. Again, thanks be to God for Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. God deserves all praise, honor, and glory, and thanks for the Son that He provided to us and that death that He suffered on the cross for our sins. That's something each of us, every day, we need to make sure that we keep in our minds. Naaman was not a Jewish man. He was not a Christian man. He was from a heathen nation. But God worked through him to give us a story, to give us an example of how we need to be and what we need to do to be His child. The story of Naaman was not for him to become a Christian. The story of Naaman was for him to become cleansed of his leprosy. But as we just went through these parallels, step by step, the things that Naaman did are typical things and things that we do as Christians. And people do on their way to becoming a Christian. I hope these thoughts on the story of Naaman have been beneficial for you. The gospel is here. It's not going to change. No matter how many different congregations out there try to change it, try to make it say what they want to say, it's still the same. Christ Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. If the world stands 1,000 years from now, this gospel will still be what needs to be preached. But today is what's important for us. Today is our day of salvation. Today is the day we need to decide within ourselves, am I living right? Am I doing right? Have I been cleansed of my sins? If you're not a Christian, now is the perfect opportunity. You don't know what's going to be happening in 10 minutes. We don't know tomorrow. Today is the day. If there's anyone tonight that's subject to the invitation of Christ, if anyone needs to be prayed for forgiveness of sins, God's waiting for you. The angels will rejoice over the repentance of one sinner. The invitation is here. Please come if you like as we stand and sing together.